This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. A couple of years ago, the Durham-based indie folk band Bombadil was looking for a new direction. A longtime member had left the group, and the band thought it was a good time to reset. So Bombadil decides to team up with an unusual collaborator, a data scientist. And with the help of algorithms and surveys, the band shapes songs for its new record. Bombadil's new album is called Fences. They join me live in the studio now to perform some songs from the album. Daniel Michalak is on the acoustic guitar, bass, and vocals. James Phillips on percussion. Stacy Harden on electric and acoustic guitar. Bombadil, welcome back. Good to have you all.
Thanks for having us, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
We are also streaming this on Facebook. So Facebook Live right now, streaming, and you can visit our Facebook page, WNC's Facebook page, to watch this production as it goes out to all America. Daniel, tell us more about this decision to kind of just change directions.
Sure. We had a concert in Chicago a few years ago that Nasser, our data scientist, attended. And he noticed that the topic of a lot of our songs changed more towards love. And he wanted to know why. And I said, well, it seems that fans like songs about love better. And that got us thinking, what other parts of the song would fans enjoy better if we changed? And that set us down our road of algorithms.
So now he's got, but that's a little bit, that's what Spotify does, or Pandora, right? I mean, you keep choosing your favorite song and they start to come up with an algorithm that then says, oh, this is the kind of song that Frank would like. Is that what you did?
That's right. Our goal was to try to make better Bombadil songs for our fans.
Yeah, I got it.
And using algorithms. So we broke down all the songs into maybe 30 or 40 categories, like, how much bass was in the song? How much of James singing was in the song? What key was the song and what speed? And found the elements that actually changed the popularity. There actually weren't that many. One was speed. One was how much, a variety of voices. It was better if we had three voices rather than just one person singing.
What about the speed? Faster or slower?
Faster is better.
More? So more and more and more.
You're the
all-American band. The more you have, the better you are.
That's probably about true.
All right, well, let's get a sample of this and find out how it all turned out. Will you do a song for us?
Sure. This is a song that was affected a lot by the algorithm. Nasser recommended that the song have four sections rather than three. And also, we're all singing. Oh, I tried to let yourself go, but then my arms won't let you. Oh, I tried to hold yourself up, then my arms always caught you. Let's put our fingers in our fingers and oh my, what are those brown eyes that look back at me? If I'm a singer, you're a singer, we're a duet of those low and highs that make harmony. I could make you, so happy. I could make you, you so happy. Oh, I tried to pack you back when you need, but then you're easy to follow. Oh, I tried to make you love me, but then your heart's never hollow. Let's put our fingers in our fingers and oh my, what are those brown eyes that look back at me? If I'm a singer, you're a singer, what a duet of those glowing eyes that make harmony. I could make you, you so happy. I could make you, you so happy. I could untie all your knots, make you feel good when you're not, just so you could be so happy. I could roll up all the dirt in the flowers when you hurt, you would always be so happy. I could blow out all the smoke, let you fall when you were broke. I just want you to be so happy. I could let out all the wolves, I would do it.
let yourself go, but then moms won't let you. Oh, I tried to hold yourself up, but then moms always caught you. Let's put our fingers in our fingers and oh my, what are those brown eyes that look back at me? If I'm a singer, you're a singer, we'll do it of those glowing eyes that make harmony.
Bombadil, I Could Make You So Happy, from the band's new album, Fences. Bombadil is Daniel Michalak, James Phillips, and Stacey Harden. We are streaming live on WUNC's Facebook page right now. James, let me ask you a question. When that longtime member of the band left, what about sort of reconstituting the band? What did that mean?
Well, we weren't really sure at first because it was a pretty sudden change. So we just spread the word that we were looking for folks to play with. And throughout 2015, we played with, I guess, four other folks on the road and got to know what would work with this new version. And in the summertime, Stacey Harden sent me an email saying that he'd heard we were looking for folks to play with. We'd been in touch over the years because our parents worked together at UNC. And Stacey very fortunately had grown up a fan of the band. And so he came over in June of 2015 for an audition, and it was like playing with someone who'd already been in the band. He knew all the songs we had asked him to learn perfectly, basically.
Well, let me ask Stacey a question then along those lines. I mean, here's a band that has formed a sound. It's grown together, but you're somebody who listened. What was it? What did you hear? What was the Bombadil sound that you heard that these guys might not even know they'd created?
Well, I think there's just a liveliness to it. I think I stumbled upon Bombadil at the Shakori Hills Music Festival, and I just sort of came out of the woods, and there was a band just making a lot of noise, a lot of happy noise. So I think that was something that really stuck out. And the harmonies, I think, is something unique that I think is a lot of bands could focus on. I think vocals are important. So that was something that really struck me.
Well, Daniel, let me ask you a question. You talked about using data, and that's kind of a great way to think about what makes a great Bombadil. Not necessarily what makes a popular song, but what's a Bombadil song? But as you're looking for musicians now, as a band evolves, you know things are going to change. How do you make that kind of a judgment? I guess my question is, how much do you want to sound like Bombadil, and how much would you like for a new member going forward to actually bring something else?
I think philosophically at this point is whether we like it or not, we're probably always going to sound like Bombadil, just because we are who we are, and yeah. I think it's hard to get away from that.
Well, nobody wants you to change.
Well, thank you, Frank. I appreciate that. And what was the second part of the question?
Whether or not you look for that, whether or not you do. I mean, your fans don't want you to change. They fell in love with Bombadil. You're a musician. You think, I'm not going to write that song again.
Yeah, that's right. So despite not being able to change, I think we're trying as hard as we can every day to change and not write the same thing.
Well, it always sounds great. And to that end, would you do another song for us now?
Sure. There's another song off the new record. It is called Perfect. It's about the color of your first house.
What would be the color of our first house? Would we have two bedrooms if we can't work it out? Will the kitchen be yellow with the window? Will the porch have part that never grows old? Don't be afraid of the work to do. I would kiss you, and you would like that. And you said everything was perfect. It would be the garden of our first house. Would we have a door to let the dog out? Will we have a fireplace with the red rug? Will we have a bookcase for the books we love? Life.
said, and you said, you said everything was perfect. You said everything was, and I wondered can we solve them. And you said there was no problem we couldn't fix. What would be the name of our first kid? I know you like Imogene, but I can't stand it. Wishing it to be beautiful in all she does. Will he succeed in love in the French language? Don't be afraid of the work to do, and I would whisper to you. And you would. You said everything was perfect.
Perfect, a song on Bombadil's new album called Fences, and you can check us out on our Facebook page right now on WNC. We're streaming this whole segment live. Bombadil with us on The State of Things. And Bombadil is Daniel Michalak, who plays bass, acoustic guitar, and vocals. James Phillips is on percussion, and Stacey Harden is playing the bass. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this album, Fences, and maybe I'll put the question to you, Daniel, if you've got a chance here, about the decision to work. John Vanderslice was working with you on this album.
Sure. John's a producer out in San Francisco that we have known a lot of his work and a lot of the bands he has recorded with. And I think the impetus was of that was similar to with Nasser. We wanted to just try something different, new, a reset. Really, all our previous albums had been done ourselves in James's attic. And we felt like maybe we need help, some outside
it's
help.
Time to get out of the attic and into a... Well, let's get another sample of that. You ready to do another song?
Yes.
Thank you.
I was born on a Wednesday. Don't yet know when I'll die. You know the thought, it terrifies me. So I just have one plea. I want a long life, yeah, long life. A long life for you and me. I want a long life, yeah, long life. A long life for you and me. Well, the years are slipping by me like fish in a silver stream. Can't seem to catch 'em, baby, and I wish you were here with me. So I hope you can believe in me, even though it's gotten so damn hard to be counting down the days until we get to wake up in each other's arms. Hoping for a long life, yeah, long life, a long life for you and me. A long life, yeah, long life, a long life for you and me. Everybody needs everything right now. Broke that wishbone in the garden, swore to make it somehow. So I can wait, I'm in no hurry to finish our long life, yeah, long life, a long life for you and me. A long life, yeah, long life, a long life for you and me. A long life for you and me. A long life for you and me.
Bombadil, Long Life, from the band's new album, Fences. We are streaming live on Facebook right now at WNC's Facebook page. Bombadil, Daniel Michalak, James Phillips, and Stacey Harden. As we say, we're streaming live on Facebook. The new album is called Fences. I want to leave you time to play us out. But first, thank you very much for being on the program. Great to see you and hear you again.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, thank you.
Bombadil's latest album, as I said, is Fences. You can find out more about the show at our website, stateofthings.org. Our show is produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Orman, Laura Pelliser, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley on the board today. Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Bombadil.
Is this danger? Is this true love? Is this something I can hope to know? Is this laughter? Is this anger? Is this a reason to lose control? I have stood on the highest mountain, waiting for the truth. I have walked a million miles just to see what I already knew. Is this a basket? Is this my own life? Is this container to never use? Is this sadness? Is this past us? Is this a moment we did not choose? I've walked through the darkest forest, waiting for inspiration. I've prayed a million Hail Marys just to wait at that godless station. I've been holding back on love and you.
I've been holding back. I've been holding back. I've been holding back. Is this caution? Is this springtime? Is this a season that will not stay? Ooh. I've been holding back, I've been holding back, I've been holding back on holding you too. I've been holding back, I've been holding back.
Is this over?
Is this my wish? Is this a speech that I have never heard?
Is this a lion?
Is this a lamb? Is this a nature where we can't be sure? Or...